What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first. Listen, we started a podcast, if you didn't know, okay? Welcome to Tings and Ramblings. I'm Tisa.
I'm Jamie.
You know, I started stress eating. The comment sections are ablaze where now everybody thinks I'm actually pregnant. I said, oh, no. God. Inside her house. And don't get me wrong, this is no shade. Her house is beautiful. It's beautiful. But it looked like something that Connie in accounting with her husband, you know, could afford. Do you really think that everybody on TikTok is magically going to find an audience on Instagram or YouTube? What's your opinion on that?
I do like how TikTok has motivated people to be their own boss and come up with their own businesses.
She has a history of drugs. So it's kind of like, what is going on? And we are here to talk endlessly about everything from cultural to what's going on in the news, politics, and also what's going on in these Twitter. Would you really pay $150 for a meal for somebody you just left? We are talking about everything, and we are so glad that you guys are joining us for the first ever podcast.
I guess the fastest way to try to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. Is that what they say?
I mean, I would, but Cardi B, the last sport guy she tried to date, didn't he come out? It's like, your boyfriend got a boyfriend? You can't be a cheater. You can't hit on me. I don't even feel the need of mentioning that because it's a prerequisite. You know?
We can't, because clearly a lot of these people don't have common sense around here. You know, like, you, if you want to be yourself, you should be able to shine, but you're still doing it in a way of, you already are full aware of who your character is and who you are, and this is not going to be good if I do this. Some people just hide it because they're ashamed.
Well, that's a funny thing. I didn't hide it. I had to start censoring myself because it was coming out. That's how we found out it was a problem.
Love should have brought your ass home last night. That's what Halle said.
It's true. It's sad that people will use the word love and still hide behind that behavior. So what's going on in your end? I see with Bravo, Nene might be coming back. And I know you are reality TV. You got great insight into reality TV. What is going on in reality TV right now? Because right now it seems like the ratings are going up in flames and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
I don't think people are watching. I mean, people aren't watching basic cable anymore unless it's like the Super Bowl halftime or the Beyonce Bowl. But I think a lot of them need to take a break. Well, just dealing with the housewives, or I told you a couple years ago, I think they just need to start right back into filming, kind of like how the Kardashians do. No need for the reunion, because all of this you could have said in the scene that you didn't want to say it in the scene, and now you want to save a job and you want to say it here.
I think the best way to do it is just kind of how Simon and Portia did it. Just have a contract. This is what I've signed up for, and then just stick to it. At least people like that are living under contracts instead of living under fake love. Well, wasn't it a contract? Like, now that it's boiling down to it, that someone's making it seem like it was more, this was just the agreement that we had. Was it supposed to, I mean, that's what I've been getting out of, you know what I mean? Like, people like that, they're making it a contractual thing and not a, let's fake it like it's some, you know, like, we're not faking it.
I get what you're saying. They both knew what it was.
But you still have to follow those rules. So no matter if you're in a contract or if you're in a fake love or love situation, it's still the respect of everything under the moon still has to have respect. So we're changing the word for love for respect.
I mean, I think that Simon might have believed that Portia loved him.
Why did she leave him? I'm still confused. What happened?
Because the money ran out.
Did it?
Make sure you pop those headphones in and listen. Your boss ain't talking about nothing, and those kids can eat Oreos for dinner. Make sure you press play and let us know in the comments what you think. Yeah, but even then, how's that going to go? Because now that place is devastated, are they going to be able to even host the Olympics? If the stuff they were building for the Olympics get burnt down, are they going to be able to host the Olympics? Because where are all these tourists staying? Damn, LA is just going through a tough time. Speaking of which, people going through a tough time, Khloe Kardashian. With no further ado, let's get into the first episode. All right, you ready, Jamie?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, let's go.